Hello. Hi, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We should like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, the state, and the local communities. Can you be so kind? Share your opinion real quick. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat in the state of New Jersey? Can you
Yes.
share your... Thank you, ma'am. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the Democratic primary elections for president, the U.S. Senate, Congress, and local office on June 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably
Oh, yeah,
vote?
absolutely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Almost
I'm
certain?
going to vote.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me, is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American?
White.
White? Thank
White.
you, ma'am. Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be a Hispanic or Latino descent?
No, I'm Italian.
Okay. And, okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure we're reaching everybody in your community, can you please tell me just a year where you were born, please?
1947.
Thank you, ma'am. And it's a pleasure talking to you. Now, moving forward, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling. 100, a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, please say so, okay? So we can move forward. Here's the first one. Stephen,
yeah.
Full up. The mayor of Jersey City, from 0 to 100. How do you feel?
Well, I don't know much about him, but for, let's say, 60.
Okay. Now, if you never heard of them or never heard enough to...
No, I heard of him, but I really don't follow, you know, what he does. But, you know, I hear nice things. That's
okay.
I'm saying. 60, yes.
60, okay. How about Bob Menendez, the U.S. Senator in Canada for the U.S. Senate, for 0 to 100?
Zero. Zero.
Okay. And in King, Andy King, the South Jersey U.S. Congressman in Canada for the U.S. Senate, recognize your name?
I didn't hear about him. I don't know what to say. So
no problem.
Want to go 50? Nothing.
Okay, no. If you never heard of them, or have no opinion, you let me know, okay? But moving forward.
I never heard of him. I never heard of him. So
thank you, ma'am.
I have no opinion.
How about Tammy Murphy? Tammy Murphy, the first lady of New Jersey and candidate for the U.S. Senate, from 0 to 100. Have you heard of Tammy Murphy?
Honestly, no. But
okay.
If it's a woman, I would go, you know, go for 60. We need women.
And this time, ma'am. If you have no opinion, never heard of him, let's move on. How about Rod Menendez, the U.S. Congressman in Canada?
Zero. Zero. Zero.
And Phil Murphy, the governor of New Jersey.
Oh, yeah. No, that's 80.
80? Okay. And
yeah.
Joe Biden, the president of the United States. 0 to
100? 100.
100. Okay. And Ravi Bala, the mayor of Hoboken and candidate for Congress. What would you give? From 0 to 100?
Let's go for 60.
60? Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, moving on. Okay, here we go. Okay, and when you heard the name Rod Menendez, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? First thing, when you heard that name?
Crime. Crime.
Crime? Okay, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, moving on. Okay. Now, the next question, ma'am, it's also about the politics, okay? And believe me, let me see, okay. Would you say that you disapprove or approve of the job that Rod Menendez is doing as your member of Congress? Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove strongly or somewhat approve?
No, totally.
Strongly.
Disapprove totally, yeah.
Okay, strongly disapprove. I'm moving on. Okay. Now, would you say that,
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, if the Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Patricia Campos Medina and Andy Kim and Tammy Murphy and Bob Menendez, from who would you vote?
Murphy.
For Tammy Murphy? Okay. Thank
you.
And if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle Gacy, Rod Menendez, and Rabi Bala, from who would you vote?
Well, the only one that I know, I mean, are the two of them. One is out of the question. It's called the last one that you mentioned, which
Rabi
was Bala. Name.
Rabi
yeah.
Bala.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. And in the last few months, have you heard a lot, some, not too much, or nothing at all about the U.S. Senator Bob Menendez? How much have you heard?
A lot, and nothing good.
Okay. Hey, how closely would you say you are following the recent criminal indictments against Senator Bob Menendez? Very closely, somewhat closely, not too closely, or not closely at all?
Well, you know, whatever is on the paper or, you know, on the news.
Somewhat
so that's
closely?
Enough for me.
Oh, not too
yeah.
closely. Somewhat closely.
Not too close. No, let's say not too closely.
Okay.
But what I read and what I, you know, what I read, it's enough to make the opinion
okay.
that I
Understood.
Have.
You're very smart. Now, let's move on. Now, please tell me, ma'am, whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about the Congressman Rod Menendez. Here's the first statement. Now, there is no way that Congressman Rod Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealings. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement?
Okay, wait a minute. Which one is the question? Can you repeat the question, please?
Of course, of course. Now, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with each of the following statements about Congressman Rod Menendez. Now, here's the first statement. Some people are saying these things, okay? Now, here's the first one. There is no way that Congressman Rod Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupt dealers. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Or strongly disagree?
Well, that's BS. Of course, that he knew.
Okay, so you strongly agree with that statement or somewhat agree?
No, I disagree with the statement that he said that he never knew anything about. That's
right.
That's BS.
So you believe that he did know, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So that means you strongly agree with that statement, okay? Because that's what they say. That there is no way that the Congressman Rob Menendez did not know anything about his father, Senator Bob Menendez, shady and corrupted. So you
No. He knew.
Okay. So, strongly agree. Now, the next statement. Congressman Rod Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I should be punished.
So, somewhat agree with that, or strongly disagree?
No, you should be punished,
Okay, so how should I recall your answer? That you disagree with... See, this is what people are saying. Okay, let me read it once again. Congressman Rod Menendez is his own person and should not be punished for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, the question is, do you agree or disagree with that statement?
No, he should not be punished, but I'm sure that he was aware of it.
Okay. So, how should I record your answers? Somewhat agree with that or somewhat disagree? So we
well, somehow I agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, Congressman Rod Menendez has not been accused of any wrongdoing because he has done nothing wrong. He's not involved in his father's issues in any way. Now, do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Well... If proven guilty, I mean, you know, if we have the proof that he knew, it's one, you know.
But did you agree that the Congressman Rod Menendez, he hasn't been accused of any wrongdoing, and he has done nothing wrong, and he's not involved in his father's issues in any way? Did you agree with that statement or not?
Well, if there are no proofs, of course I agree,
Okay, so strongly agree or somewhat agree? How should I record your answer? So we can move on.
I agree.
Okay. Now, Congressman Rod Menendez should be held accountable for the action of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, Do you agree with that or disagree?
Repeat the question, please. It should be what?
Congressman Rob Menendez,
yes,
should be held accountable for the actions of his father, Senator Bob Menendez. Now, do you agree with that or disagree? Okay.
No.
Disagree?
Disagree?
Understand. But do you disagree somewhat or disagree strongly with that?
Oh, good.
It's all right, Ron, so you can tell me what you think. That's all. Okay. I appreciate your patience. Believe me.
No, if it, you know, if it should not be accountable for.
Okay.
I mean, everybody is responsible and accountable for what they do.
For your own actions.
You know, yeah.
Okay. Let me get the last one. Okay, the last statement. Congressman Bob Menendez is only in Congress because he is the senator Bob Menendez's son. Now, do you agree with that or disagree?
Most likely I agree. Politics goes a long way.
So, agree somewhat? Should I record your answer that way?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some statements by critics and supporters of Congressman Bob Menendez. And I want you to tell me which one comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Okay? I appreciate your patience, Mama. Here's the first one. Remember, these are two sides of the stories. Now, critics of Congressman Bob Menendez say he represents all that is wrong with politics in New Jersey these days. They say that insiders, party bosses, and nepotism undermine our democracy, and that Menendez is only in office because his corrupt father and the political machine put him there. Now, here's the other one. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say he has earned the trust of Democratic leaders in Congress, like Hakeem Jeffries, as well as Mayor Ras Baraka and Brian Stock, increased bold wage, along with labor unions, environmental groups, and regular hardworking families because of his record of accomplishment in Congress and his commitment to take on the right-wing extremists. Now, does the statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez come closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right? Which one comes closer? The first one?
Definitely not the supporters.
Okay, so
not the
supporters. Critics.
Yes.
So it comes closer to the way you're thinking? Somewhat closer or much closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Critics of Congressman Rod Menendez say there is no way Congressman Menendez knew nothing about his father's corruption scheme in which Senator Menendez took bribes from the governments of Egypt and Qatar in the form of cash, luxury cars, and even gold bars, in exchange for favors Senator Menendez delivered to those countries using his influence. They say Congressman Menendez refused to say a negative word about his father, who now faces multiple criminal indictments, that the Menendez family has violated the public trust, and that they are only in public office to enrich themselves. That's the critics, not the supporters. Supporters of Congressman Rob Menendez say that he has not been accused of anything related to his father's legal situation because he has done nothing wrong. They say that he appears nowhere in the Justice Department charges against his father because he has absolutely nothing to do with the investigation or any of the crime his father has been accused of committing. They say never been any accusations of wrongdoing of any kind against Congressman Menendez, and it would be unfair to make the son pay for the sins of the father. At the same time, they say it is unreasonable to ask a son to come out and publicly condemn his own father. Now, the question is, does the statement from the critics of Congressman Rob Menendez or the statement from the supporters of Rob Menendez comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right? The first one or the second one?
The first one.
The first one, okay. And much closer to your view or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Thank you, man. I do appreciate your patience. Now, I'm going to read you some brief statements about some of the candidates for Congress in your district. Now, please tell me, ma'am, if each statement makes you much more likely, somewhat more likely, or a little more likely, or not at all more likely to support that candidate for Congress. Now, the only Hispanic in New Jersey's congressional delegation, Rod Menendez, is a leader in the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and he is fighting for migrant communities across the country. Now, is that statement will make you to support Mr. Menendez much more likely, somewhat more likely, a little more likely, or not at all likely?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. Here's Rod Menendez knows how important our health care is. He's fought to lower the cost of prescription drugs, make hospital billing more transparent, make sure seniors can live in dignity by protecting Social Security and Medicare, and strengthening women's health care. Now, is that statement will make you to support much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all, Mr. Robin?
Definitely, you know, much more, definitely.
Much. Okay.
If he does it.
I understand. And this is the campaign that they're going on, okay? Thank you, ma'am. Now, Rob Menendez, top priority, is delivering for his constituents and no matter what. His office is proud to have solved issues for over 1,100 constituents and their families in his first year of service, from complicated immigration requests to cutting the red tape to put money in working people's pockets. He's fought to make our neighborhoods safer and more liable. Rob and his wife are raising their two young children here. That's why Rob gets our life, the challenge we face every day, and why he's ready to meet this moment. Now, is that statement will make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all likely to support him?
Oh, if he will follow what he said, definitely much more much likely more. To support him.
Now,
yeah.
A member of the Pro-Choice Caucus in Congress, Rob Menendez, is fighting to protect women's access to abortion and other reproductive health care. He voted to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land, and he's fighting to stand up to anti-choice extreme members of the Republican Party who are pushing to ban abortion across the United States. Same question. Is that statement will make you much more, somewhat, a little more, or not at all to support him?
Oh, no, much more.
Okay.
I'm for choices. So.
Understood. Now, the first bill Rob Menendez introduced when getting to Congress was a comprehensive effort to make life more affordable for working people in New Jersey, from lowering the cost of prescription drugs for seniors, increasing tax credits for childcare, and making it easier to take care of the older family members, and making quality public transportation more accessible. Much more, somewhat more, a little more, not at all, to support him. If you
much more.
Okay, now, is fighting against the extreme MAGA Republicans in Congress who are pushing a racist, anti-immigrant, anti-worker agenda, who want to turn back the clock on women's rights and gay rights, who, despite the rising crime and violence in our communities, continue to stand in the way of common sense solutions to end gun violence, and who supported the January 6th rioters and aimed to put Donald Trump back in power. Now, well, that statement will make you much more, somewhat more, a little more, or not at all likely to support him.
Oh, against MAGA, much more supportive.
Much more, okay. Now, Republican Mayor Ravi Bala has 15-year record of public service, and he has never been handed a thing. With rising inequality and rising sea levels, Bala believes this moment requires change that is momentous. Now, he believes that the healthcare is a human right, housing is a human right, reproductive rights are human rights, and the climate crisis is not a predetermined catastrophe, but a challenge we can and must meet. If you hear that statement, will that make you to support Mr. Rabi Bala much more, somewhat more, a little more?
Yes, much more.
Thank you, ma'am. We almost finished, okay? I appreciate your patience. Now, after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again, if the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today and the candidates were Kyle Gacy, Rod Menendez, and Ravi Bala, from who would you vote if you had to choose?
And the last one.
Ravi Bala?
Bahala, yeah.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, I know I'm going to reach you right now with just a few statements about Ravi Bala, candidate for Congress. And now please tell me if this statement, if accurate, makes you much less likely, somewhat less likely, a little less likely, or not at all less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress.
Okay.
And this is what you're going to hear during the campaign, okay? They want to see how you're going to react, okay? I mean, thank you for participating in our study. Very kind of you. Now, Ravi Bala is too close to the Republican Party. Bala, a hate Price and Chris Christie, and talk publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Now, if you hear this, will that make you much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support him? If you
okay.
Would, if you hear this, would you be like much less likely to support Mr. Bala? Somewhat less likely? A little less
okay,
likely?
Give me a favor. Give me a favor. Just
yes.
Repeat me the question. Just
course,
the question. Please.
Of course. Now, this statement about Mr. Bala, a candidate for Congress. Now, I want you to tell me if each statement, if accurate, will make you much less likely to support Ravi Bala for Congress. Okay? The statement that I just read, if you heard this, well, that will make you much less likely to support him.
Okay, give me, okay. Just read me the statement.
Okay, of course. Ravi Bala is too
yes.
close to the Republican Party. Now, Bala hate Price and Christ Christie, and talk publicly about endorsing Republican Christie for re-election over a Democrat. Bala's law firm represented New Jersey Republicans when they sued Governor Murphy over his response to the pandemic. And Bala was even business partners with the Republican state chairman. Now, if you hear this, will that make you much less likely, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support Mr. Ravi Bala?
I really don't know. A little less, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Ravi Bala has failed in his incompetence as a mayor of Hoboken, where taxes and spending have increased by nearly 20% on his watch, including a massive 50% jump in spending for his own office since his election. Bala takes credit for the work of others, even on a major environmental project started by a different mayor. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, a little less, or not at all less likely to support Mr. Bala?
Well, less likely.
A little less or not at all less?
A little less.
A little less, okay. Now,
yeah.
Ravi Bala is a corrupt and incompetent lawyer who has demonstrated a pattern of shady dealings. Bala's law license was suspended by New Jersey and New York for engaging in what they call, quote, dishonest or deceitful conduct, end of the quote. In a separate incident, Bala used his position on the city council to renew a taxpayer-funded city contract with a lawyer with whom he shared an office space. And yet another incident, Bala was accused of breaking, quote, the most important state pay-to-play reform law 3 years in a row, end of the quote. Now, if you heard this about Mr. Bala, would that make you much less likely to support him? Somewhat less likely? A little less?
Much less.
Now,
yeah.
Ravi Bala is a hypocrite when it comes to criticizing the ethics of others. Bala has his law license revoked in New Jersey and New York, where he has discipline for being, quote, dishonest, and deceitful. End of the quote. He has twice been the subject of a federal tax lien lines for tens of thousands of dollars in unpaid taxes. And he has been sued on multiple occasions for failing to pay his personal debt. And Balak twice tried to avoid pay to play laws by failing to file the legally required disclosure form. Now, much less likely to support him, somewhat less, a little
much
less.
Much less.
And here's the last one. In a district that is overwhelmingly Hispanic, Rabbi Balak is running to unseat New York's only Hispanic congressman after using behind-the-scenes schemes to remove a Latina from the state assembly. Would that make you much less, somewhat less, a little less likely, or not at all less to support him?
Much less.
Much less. Thank you, man. Let's finish this up, okay? Now, after hearing that information, let me ask you one last time. If the Democratic primary election for Congress were held today, and the candidates were Kyle Gacy, Rob Menendez, and Rabbi Balak, for who would you vote? If you have to
Okay. Not Mendez and not Balak.
Okay, so Kyle Gacy.
One of the other two.
Okay. So you won't vote for any of them, right?
No, for Mendez and not for Balak. I will vote for one of the other two.
Okay, Kyle Gacy is the other one.
Yeah.
Running.
Okay.
That one? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, finally, just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, moderate, or liberal? How do you consider yourself?
Liberal.
Liberal?
Yeah.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Oh, no. Liberal.
Okay.
Very liberal. Yeah.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home?
No.
Or are you living with rent?
Rent.
Okay, thank you.
Friends.
What's the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade? High school graduate? Non-college?
High school.
High school graduate? Thank you.
Yes.
Are you current retired or member of a labor union?
No, retired.
Okay, but you were never a member of the union? Yes or
no?
Okay.
No.
How about someone in your house? Was anybody member of the union?
No.
Thank you. No member belongs. Now, and finally, excuse me for verification purpose only by my supervisor. Can I have just your first name, please?
My first name?
Yes, just your first name.
Don't you know it? Don't you have my information in front of you?
Well, it's just strictly for my supervisor, so I don't think I'm making this up. You know what I mean? When they hear this conversation, they don't think I was just making it up.
Okay, the first name is Litvina.
Litvina, yes. Thank
Litvina,
you.
Litvina, yeah.
Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a deep, open-ended way. Can I know that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yeah, why not? Yes.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Okay. Enjoy the rest of the day, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. Okay, bye.